We're excited. Can't wait to get started.
Live on tape at WGN TV Studios in Chicago.
When it's over, it's the best. That's my favorite.
Who is Marcus Leshock?
Les is more with him. We're going to put him in positions where he can be successful. Not a lot of thinking.
And Steve Lippold.
Love of God, don't start Cam Newton over matchup.
Stupid!
The Fantasy Festivus.
I'm happy for Steve, and I told him I'm proud of him. I tell you what, he's always like a forgotten man.
A fantasy sports podcast for the rest of
us. Shut up.
Happy week 9. What's going on? I'm Marcus Leshock.
Steve Lippo, sports producer, WGN. My voice is back this week. I'm excited.
You're sounding good.
I'm not dying.
So once again, we have a weekend edition of the podcast.
Yeah, back to the old Fantasy Friday, but you know what? It's good. We're going to prime you for this weekend's games. Get ready for the matchups.
And this is all my fault. You know why that we're
always
doing this today? You know why it is?
Always your fault.
Because Star Wars is back, baby! I had to bring this up.
Okay.
Because I have not talked about this on the air yet. But Star Wars is making a return to theaters in 2015. This news broke on Tuesday. Which
threw Marcus's world upside down.
It did. Absolutely upside down. We're going to have new Star Wars movies starting in 2015.
Would you take the ability to see all of the Star Wars movies for the first time again without knowing anything about them, or a fully functional Nintendo with Tecmo Super Bowl for the rest of your life?
I go Star Wars. I know where you go.
I'd go the other way.
Now, you're a Trekkie.
I am. I'm more of a Star Trek than a Star Wars guy, which a lot of my friends point and laugh and don't understand that thinking, but I'm of the age where, and actually I'm not even original Star Trek. I'm like Star Trek, the Next Generation Star Trek.
Oh, wow. That's really, really nerdy.
I love Brent Spiner.
You have to admit, though, that Star Wars has the better theme.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll give you that one.
We'll kill that. So there we go. All right. Fantasy football week 9. This is why we're doing this on the weekend again. That is my fault.
Surprised you didn't have that all week. Anyway.
Yeah. Last night we had a game, a Thursday night game.
Yes.
The Chiefs at Chargers.
A riveting, riveting Thursday night matchup.
Yeah. Sorry if you had to watch that. The one question coming out of that game for me, I'm a Ryan Matthews owner, as we know on this show.
Yes.
Didn't have a great game. Didn't have the worst game. Got me about 10 fantasy points.
Very average.
I expect to get more out of him than that. But Jamaal Charles.
Oof.
Once again, you're thinking the week before where he had 5 carries was somewhat of an anomaly. They would make up for that in this game.
The week he had 5 carries and his head coach after the game didn't realize or know why or could explain why he only had 5 carries.
We have
a great running back.
Did he have about 300 total yards a couple weeks ago? Are you talking about that guy?
Oh, the Chiefs. The poor, poor Chiefs. I know. I went to school in Missouri. I know plenty of Chiefs fans. And I do feel bad for all of them.
Once again, the hashtag Free Jamaal Charles is popping up on Twitter because clearly this guy has unbelievable talent.
Yeah.
When the ball is put in his hands 15 to 20 times a game and the Chiefs aren't doing it.
Although when multiple times that he has the ball and he gets hit around like a pinball in a pinball machine, that's bad.
Yes.
Last night, this happened again. I think it was midway through the game, he took kind of a half of a shot to his head, but stayed up because he's such a tough runner, and then took a much worse shot to the head directly after it again.
Okay.
They're calling it a neck injury, not a head injury. Yes. I don't know how it's a head injury or how it's a neck injury and not obviously a concussion, but he says he's fine. We'll see you next week. He's got a week and a half to rest up.
Are you worried?
Yeah, if I was a Jamaal Charles owner, yes, I would be worried.
It's funny because
they're
Jamaal
running
Charles
him into the
owners,
ground.
He started the year slow.
He did.
And so people had him on the bench then after a couple of weeks.
Then he blew up and had a couple
of great games. A few people had him on the bench for those great games. So now you're like, I have to start him every week. And then all of a sudden this happens.
I mean, again, it's, you know, I'm I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'll keep saying it. Start your top picks. Start your best players. But it's frustrating when they're very inconsistent.
You want to go through the rest of the injuries real quick?
Yeah, there's not a ton this week you got to look out for. Darren Sproles, everyone knew something happened to his hand last week.
Yes.
And they said he was just going to be held out of practice for a few days, maybe get a little bit better. They just announced this morning, bombshell, Darren Sproles actually has a broken hand.
Wow.
Requires surgery, and he's out indefinitely.
Wow, that's big. That's so big in PPR for him.
That is big in PPR. So no one really knows what's going to happen in the Saints' backfield because they don't really have a defined number two. So if you're desperate for running back help and you just need to take a shot on someone who's out there for this weekend, Pierre Thomas might not be a bad pickup.
Yeah.
So take a look at that. The Pittsburgh running back situation. Oh, my.
This comes up every week.
This does come up every week. Jonathan Dwyer, who was their third stringer, had two great back-to-back games. Ran for 100 yards both of the last 2 weeks.
I've said this before. I really like him when he's in there. I enjoy watching him, and I think he's a good play when nobody else is playing.
I agree. I actually picked him up in the Festivus League and started in the last 2 weeks in place of MJD. It worked out pretty well, except he's not going to play this week.
Yeah.
He's doubtful with a quad. And the number one back, who's also on my team in the Festivus League, Rashad Mendenhall, also doubtful this week, still with the Achilles injury. So we're back to the Isaac Redman show, who I do not have in the Festivus League.
You don't want to be relying on the Steelers running backs, period.
No.
I mean, you really don't. You really want to have those guys on your bench just in case one of them's healthy that you can start. But if you're in a situation where you've got to worry about that every week, your season's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, so Isaac Redman is the guy this weekend, it looks like, although he's been bad when he's played. So take your risk if you want to. Cowboys, DeMarco Murray still out. It's going to be the Felix Jones show again there.
And they're playing, who are they playing? Let me look at this real quick. I think Atlanta. Yeah. They're at the Falcons.
They're at the Falcons.
I think it's a night game, too. Is it a Sunday night game?
I'm not sure. You have the schedule.
I'm not sure about that. I think these times are off. But anyway, they're playing at the Falcons. That is...
Was it mountain time over there?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know. It's East Coast, so okay. I believe that would be Eastern time. Thank you very much.
For the Packers, Jordy Nelson did not play last week. Did not practice all of this week either. But the Packers are calling him a game time decision.
That's
so
rough. That is
the worst case scenario if you're a Jordy Nelson owner. So keep an eye on Jordy Nelson, and you're going to have to watch this Sunday morning because who knows if he's going to play, but if he does play, you're going to want him in there. Obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Jordy Nelson.
For sure.
And last but not least, the Bears have concussed Brandon LaFell. Chris Conte laid the hit, paid the price. And so that's rough on Conte, but you know
what?
Those are the rules. Yeah. Sorry, buddy. So Brandon LaFell, not going to play this week, although we did comment last week about how bad Brandon LaFell looked, so you probably weren't going to blame anyway. But
no, probably
that's
not.
About it.
But you don't want to see the guy sit out.
No, that's about
either.
It in
you
terms of major, bad. Major injuries. Ryan Tannehill, the quarterback for the Dolphins, is questionable. But if you're starting Ryan Tannehill, then you've got much, much, much bigger problems.
Then you're questionable.
Correct.
Yes. Well, is that it? Is there anybody else?
No, that's all I had. That's all the major ones.
That's all the major ones. Okay. Yeah.
I mentioned LaFell, so I mean we're pretty far down there already.
So this week, you want to just run through the matchups really quick and just quick thoughts.
We got
the Bills at the Texans.
Ooh.
You're a Stevie Johnson owner. You starting him this week?
Yeah, I think so. They're going to have to be passing a lot to keep up with the amount of points that the Texans are going to put on the board.
Now, here's a game, Ravens versus the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for one of my leagues. I have a situation where Wes Welker's on bye. So I have Torrey Smith, the Ravens, against the Browns, or Dez Bryant, Cowboys, at the Falcons.
That is a tough one.
Yeah.
That is a very tough one.
Baltimore
coming off a bye and Cleveland coming off a very low scoring game against San Diego.
The Cleveland defense has been pretty solid lately.
That, you know what? It was a miss. It's kind of a misleading score from last week just because the weather was terrible.
Yeah.
Huge winds, rain, all sorts of bad things in Cleveland. I would probably be inclined to start Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is because I feel like Baltimore is going to go up on Cleveland. And not going to be passing the ball a lot. You're going to need a Torrey Smith touchdown pretty early in that one. I feel like Baltimore, they're not going to, you know, it's, you want the team who's going to need to pass the ball more, and I think that's going to be the Cowboys this week.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably where I'll go. It's a tough one.
That is a coin flip. I will say that's very close to a coin flip. And if you take my advice and it's wrong, I will delete this podcast.
All right, we got the Panthers versus the Redskins.
Cam Newton RG3.
That's a great game for RG3 owners.
Agreed.
Don't you think?
Agreed.
Even though Jay Cutler had, what, -5 passing yards in the first half last week.
I still agree.
How did our predictions do, by the way? Probably not so good.
No, we both. I think you predicted one last touchdown for the Bears. So I'm going to say you win this one.
I think I had like 27-10 or something.
I
want to
say
like
you
that.
Had 27-10. I think I had 34-10.
You were really calling in a blowout.
You had me on that. You know what? You called trap game against Jacksonville, and I said no. And then you called trap game against Carolina, and I said no.
I wouldn't really say it, but I just threw it out there. I didn't call it, but it definitely felt like a trap game this week.
Yeah, that Bears game was unimpressive.
Peyton Manning. The Broncos versus the Bengals. Peyton Manning has to be one of the bigger fantasy stories of the year.
I could not have been more wrong.
I know.
About Peyton Manning this year. He's been good. He's been very, very good.
This is not really a fantasy question, but are you a believer in the Broncos going into the postseason and really maybe getting somewhere? Could we see another Manning Bowl? Did we have a Manning Bowl?
No, we didn't. I don't think so.
Did the Colts play the Giants?
No.
Could we have a Manning Bowl for the first time?
At the risk of exploding Archie Manning's head, I would hope not.
Yeah.
But I would say that, the Broncos have potential. They actually are winning some games. I think they're still only 4-6, though.
Right, but it's the AFC.
It is the AFC.
Well, they can't be 4-6 because there's only week 9.
Wait, no, maybe not. Maybe they're 4-3.
They're right around 500.
3-5, 4-4.
Right around 500.
I don't know. I saw that wrong somewhere.
But
anyway.
But in the AFC, that's...
Sure, I'll give them a shot.
They could be 4-6.
The rest of that division...
Did they play an extra game?
The rest of that division's bad.
Yeah, the whole AFC is bad.
Well, the whole AFC is bad, but especially the AFC West.
It's going to be who's hot getting in that conference.
Chargers, Raiders, Chiefs. You think any of them are catching the Broncos?
Wow. No.
Whammy.
No, I mean, unless November comes back.
That's what...
They won their first game. November. Well, it's getting started.
Yeah, November is off to a great start after playing the Chiefs. Let's see when they play a real team next week.
Anyway, you starting your Broncos against the Bengals.
Yes.
You're starting AJ Green, obviously, yes, against the Broncos no matter what.
Yeah.
The Lions at the Jaguars. Got to be excited if you're a Matt Stafford owner going into this week. That's got to be a good game for them, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I actually remember if you listened to the podcast last week, I lamented the fact that I did not pick up Titus Young in my other league. I did pick him up this week. I claimed him off waivers, and I'm putting him in my lineup. Titus Young.
This is a game to
go.
Play him, for sure.
Jaguars. I have no faith in my non-MJD Jaguars. So, yes, I'm playing all of my Lions this
Cardinals
week.
Cardinals at the Packers.
Oh, Jahvid Best. There's a Lions note.
What? Jahvid Best?
Yeah, he's done for the year.
Oh, okay.
Probably for his career.
Didn't we go through that?
We went through it once, but it wasn't like totally for sure. Now it's for sure.
Okay, it's for sure.
So if you're storing Jahvid Best, unstore.
No, you shouldn't be.
Dump him.
Cardinals at the Packers.
You know what? The Cardinals defense had been hot to trot for a while at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
They've been iffy lately. San Francisco put up some points on them last week.
You got to be happy if you got the Packers defense because they're going to get about 20 sacks.
Yeah, John Skelton. Yeah. John Skelton.
Dolphins at the... Anything else with that?
No, sorry. I'm just going to say start all your Packers.
Dolphins at the Colts.
Yeah, this is a weird one. Andrew, you know what? I'm going to take the Colts. Andrew Luck looked pretty good, so I'm going to go with the Colts for some crazy reason. I don't really know why.
Yeah.
The Dolphins, nothing is sexy about the Dolphins this year, except maybe their cheerleaders.
Daniel Thomas has had touchdowns, I believe, in 2 straight weeks now.
Yeah, but he doesn't get a lot of carries, though.
Well, but last week it was closer to a timeshare. I think one or two carries in the favor of Reggie Bush.
I'll give you this. It's something to keep an eye on.
I just picked up Daniel Thomas in our Festivus
proactive.
Because I'm very desperate.
I got like
either
eight,
him or LeGarrette Blunt, which has not worked out for me.
I got
very
like
well.
8 running backs, 4
I have
hurt.
Steven
you can have as
Steven
many
Jackson,
as you want.
Steven Jackson's on bye.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start him this week.
Okay.
Against the Colts, not a great run defense.
Agreed.
Give
it a go.
Too excited about anybody in that game. Vikings at the Seahawks.
At the Seahawks.
Is rough.
Christian Ponder going into Quest Field, shaking in his boots.
Adrian Peterson
has been...
I mean, you're starting him.
Yeah, you're going to start him, but it could be a rough week.
Yep.
It could be a rough one. You're going to start him and hope for 75 yards and a touchdown, but who knows if he gets there.
Buccaneers at the Raiders. Josh Freeman, are you on the Josh Freeman train still at the Raiders?
The Josh Freeman train took off from the station a couple weeks ago, and it's been moving pretty good, but... Still not sold. I don't know why I'm still not sold.
Darren McFadden, if you're in a 10-team league, are you starting Darren McFadden?
Yeah.
Like, for example, I'm in a 12-team league. I have Darren McFadden, Matt Forte, and Alfred Morris, who I can start too.
Okay. McFadden, Morris, who was the third one?
Matt Forte.
Matt Forte. You know what? I'd probably go Forte and Morris.
Yeah,
this week.
That's what I'm now in a position where McFadden was my first round pick. He's on my bench until he can prove otherwise.
He's been really bad.
Yeah,
I always say start your stars, but when it goes this many weeks and nothing, that's time to reevaluate.
Yeah, and for once, it's not his injuries and it's not his problem. It's really just it just doesn't seem to be working in the system.
Yeah, it's just a lot of bad. A lot of bad offense
it's
in
terrible.
Oakland.
Steelers at Giants.
This one's
kind of talked about Pittsburgh a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh, again, without really a running back. The Isaac Redman show, blah. I would say the Giants are probably going to be offensively superior in this one. Because Big Ben's going to have to throw. And Romo, as we saw against the Giants recently, a lot of picks possible there.
And speaking of Romo, we mentioned Cowboys are playing the Falcons. I like starting everybody in this game. I really do. Maybe not. I'm not crazy about Felix Jones against the Falcons defense.
Not crazy about Jones, but I like everybody
else.
I love
your Falcons in this game. I think it's going to be a good one.
I agree.
Here's an interesting situation. Eagles at Saints. All week leading up to this week, Michael Vick being benched. That's been the drama coming out of Philadelphia. Is he going to be benched? Is he not? Andy Reid came out and said, no, he's my quarterback now and moving forward. Reporters on the ground seem to think that, no, the leash is definitely there. And if they lose this game, Vick's definitely going to be benched. I'm in a league where I own him. I just picked up Nick Foles. Nick Foles, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Nick, I can't even.
My friends and I make fun of him, Nick Foles.
Yeah, Nick Foles. I picked him up.
Nick Foles.
Should I to clarify all this, I picked him up before Andy Reid came out. It was still sort of in limbo whether or not.
If anything's in question, you need to play it safe and grab that guy.
So I grabbed him, but now it's a more definitive. It sounds like a definitive Vick's the guy going forward. I'm in a situation where I've got the Rams kicker Zuerlein. I need to start a kicker. He's on a bye. So the question is, do I drop Foles now to pick up a kicker? Because I want to hang on to Zuerlein because he's been so great for
me. Well, here's the thing. The Saints defense is awful.
I know. So that's why I have to start. I'm starting Michael Vick.
I don't see any way Michael Vick goes into this game and plays so bad that he loses his starting job. I don't see it.
But if he does have a bad first half.
Do you really want to start Nick Foles in a league?
Well, I'm saying there's always that chance. Rookie quarterbacks this day and age seem to come in and have good success.
Do you have any other quarterbacks on that team?
I have Andrew Luck.
Okay, no. Don't even pick up Nick Foles.
I've already picked him up. That's too late.
Drop him for a kicker.
So you would drop him for a kicker?
Yes, because Vic's hanging on to his job for at least one more week, and then when Zuerlein's back, you pick him back up next week.
Trap game.
another week. Marcus yells trap. Is every game from this point on going to be a trap game?
I get nervous. Anyway, the Bears are at the Titans. They're in Nashville this week. They should win this game.
Yeah.
Pretty handily.
We said that last week.
We did, and they did win the game.
You know what? I think they escaped the trap game.
You think that was the trap game?
I think it developed into a trap game.
I almost sort of feel like they need to lose one of those games.
Oh, don't be that guy.
No, yeah.
You know what's just as good?
You know, they need a taste of losing there.
They need to get put back in their places. You know what is just as good as losing to learn a lesson? Almost losing and winning on a game-winning field goal.
That's true.
Just as good.
So, gosh, what are your thoughts going into this game? Obviously, all the questions are about the offense this week. Can the offense finally get it together in the first half?
Well, here's the thing. The Titans defense, as bad as the Saints defense is, the Titans defense is just as bad.
Yeah, I feel like we said the same thing about Carolina last week.
No, they're not as bad. They're bad, but they're not as bad. The Titans defense is pretty epically bad. They've given up a lot of points. A lot of points. So the Bears offense, by all means, should do well.
Love Matt Forte this week.
You know, we loved him last week, and he was looking great in the first quarter.
First drive, it looked awesome.
Run the ball, what are you doing?
I thought my fantasy week was...
Run the ball.
Checkmate. He looked great. First drive, he looked great.
It's bad when every meatball fan thought is the right thought.
It's true, and for so many years, we were like, stop running the ball, throw the ball. Now it's run the ball, you know?
Well,
it's
when the run is successful, why are you stopping it?
Yep.
I understand you got to mix it up, but Forte basically disappeared.
So, prediction, are you thinking that this is going to be a good game fantasy-wise for the Bears offense?
I think fantasy-wise, it'll be a good game for the Bears offense. I think fantasy-wise, again, it's going to be a good game for the Bears defense as well, too. He's basically been their best fantasy performer, Brandon Marshall and the Bears defense.
So you're starting Brandon Marshall, Matt Forte, but if you're in a deeper league, are you even thinking about a Devin Hester or an Edgar Bennett until they prove something?
Edgar Bennett.
Not Edgar Bennett.
Earl Bennett. Earl Bennett.
Sorry. Edgar Bennett, yeah.
Wow.
Are you thinking, if you, maybe you're in like a 40-team league that dates back in
again,
time.
Again, if you're thinking about starting Edgar Bennett.
Right.
No,
Earl Bennett.
Yeah, no, I would, I'd start Marshall, I'd start Forte. I'm even probably considering starting Cutler if your regular quarterback's on a bye.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people starting Cutler these days, but I'd consider it in the homecoming game against a really bad defense. I'd think about it. It's a hit or miss.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's probably it. I'm not sold on Earl Bennett. I'm not sold on Devin Hester or Kellen Davis or even Michael Bush after last week, considering they abandoned the run game so quick.
You sit Kenny Britt?
Yeah, I definitely sit Kenny Britt.
Do you sit Chris Johnson?
No, I think you got to play Chris Johnson.
Yeah.
Well,
garbage time?
Yeah, the Bears cover two is proven to bend, not break.
Mm-hmm.
So he might not score a touchdown, but I feel like the yards are going to be there.
You talking about that prevent defense they always go into that annoys me at the end of the game?
Why they always let them go right up and down
the field?
Come
on, guys. Come on, guys. You know, you're only up by two touchdowns. Don't go in that prevent defense there, guys.
Chris Johnson, dare I say, knock on wood, if there's any wood in this little tiny room, there it is. Chris Johnson's actually ran for a lot of yards.
I know.
The last 3 weeks.
He has.
So I'm going to start him again. I'm going to ride it.
Prediction. Let's go.
Bears win, maybe not in a blowout.
You're getting more conservative now.
Well, they beat the Panthers by a point. What do you want me to do? Think they're going to score 50 this week? Come on now.
I'm not telling you what to do.
I'm going
to
say Bears on the road, go in, get another win. It'll be conservative. I think they're going to probably try and keep Jay Cutler alive as long as they can, but I still think the offense can do some good things. I'm going to say 24. Let me think. 24-13.
17-13 Bears.
We're off by a touchdown.
I know. I have 17-13.
So every time I randomly evaluate a game in 30 seconds, it ends up with me thinking the Bears are going to score one more touchdown.
Here's my bolder prediction.
Oh.
All 17 points of this game will come from the offense. The defense will not score a point this week for the Chicago Bears.
Really?
Yep.
That, you know what? That's not as crazy as it is. We're kind of getting used to the Bears defense scoring points.
Right.
That's not that bold of a prediction.
There might
that
be
the
a
defense
there,
won't
there
score
there might,
points.
I'm not going to rule out a return, although the return game has not been very good.
It is Matt Hasselbeck.
But the defense will not score any points in this
Matt
game.
Hasselbeck, crafty veteran. You'd think he'd avoid some pick six action.
Yeah, that's true. Also, this coming week, we have the election on Tuesday night. Big presidential and local elections going on.
Have you voted already?
I have not.
Okay.
I will vote on Tuesday with the regular folk.
Attaboy.
I will actually be at the Obama rally here in town doing social media and all kinds of coverage for WGN. So Facebook, Twitter, the blog,
I'm sure I'll be helping out with election night in some way, shape, or form.
It always is fun in the media to be involved with, because that is the one night, especially in a newsroom, where things really get buzzing and it's really exciting.
And you know why?
Because
it's the one night every 4 years where politics is just like sports.
That's true. It really is. Even if you don't know who the candidates are, you're still interested to see who's going to pull.
Someone's going to win. Someone's going to lose.
All right.
Everyone's excited.
Good week. Good luck in week 9.
Yes. Thank
we'll
you. You as
to you
well.
Talk to you next week.